before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people.
The release of Nelson Mandela in 1990 was a pivotal moment for South Africa. It marked the end of apartheid and the winding down of white-dominated rule.
Your tireless and heroic sacrifices have made it possible for me to be here today. I therefore place the remaining years of my life in your hands.
After 27 years behind bars as a political prisoner, Mandela had a dream for his country: to unite and reconcile South Africans and to end the harsh ethnic divisions of the apartheid era. He strove for what he baptized the Rainbow Nation, a state that guaranteed human rights for all, regardless of skin color, free education and housing for the poor. Just 4 years later, in the first elections open to blacks, Mandela's African National Congress swept to victory. Nelson Mandela became South Africa's first black president. Mandela the greatest, Mandela the world leader, Mandela the peacemaker, Mandela the healer. South Africans can learn much from Mandela's example, says Selo Hatang, CEO of South Africa's Nelson Mandela Foundation. Mandela's self-sacrifice and service to his people are outstanding, says Hatang, and this is not all.
Even though he was imprisoned in a prison with four walls, his worldview was beyond those four walls, which is a lesson for all of us, that we live in one form of prison or another, prison of poverty, prison of inequality.
Madiba, as Mandela was fondly called by his fellow countrymen, became a global icon, and South Africa a country full of hope for the future. Mandela also knew not to overstay his welcome, serving just one term as president, unlike many other African heads of state. But just years after Mandela's death in 2013, young South Africans are questioning the idealized legacy of Mandela's dream. 23-year-old university student Ratidzo Mokombe is one of them.
He sold South Africans out because he sold them a dream that was so unrealistic. The ideologies he had were brilliant, but were they applicable? No. So I did think he sold South Africa out because he sold them a dream, and here we are today still fighting for the same things we were fighting for back then.
Much of South Africa's black population still remains poor and unemployed. What is more, income inequality has been on the rise in post-apartheid South Africa. Even if Mandela's dream has failed to materialize in South Africa, Selo Hatang from the Mandela Foundation believes Mandela's principles make him a strong moral guide. He says each South African needs to ask him or herself, would Mandela be proud of my actions?
Would Madiba be proud of how I'm using his dream? Because Madiba was a dreamer, but a dreamer with action in it. So how much of a dreamer are you? And ask yourself, am I doing everything I can to also stop the rot, to stop the stuff that's going wrong in our country?
Nelson Mandela may have passed away, but his memory is vibrantly alive in South Africa. As the country's political elite strays from the path Mandela set out on, a new generation of South Africans have started their own struggle for political participation, for equal treatment in education and on the job market, against structures that still discriminate black students. It is a struggle to fix the broken dream of Mandela's Rainbow Nation.